store of Kol Isha.
Kol Isha.
When are you allowed to listen? When you're not allowed to listen?
The wife.
No.
Tapes,
too. Chayavim lishma b'Kol Isha. Halui b'mayim omer. Depends what she says. So let's see a little bit like this. Gemara Brachis. Chavdalid Amalib says that the koil of an isha is moshech. It draws. You hear the voice of a woman. It has an effect on a person. This is a Gemara in Brachot of Chavdalid Amalib. Alini et marayich, hashmini et kolech, ki kolech arev, marech naveh. So just like the looks of a woman, so too is the voice. We see that the voice of a woman has the same problem as the looks of a woman. This is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavdal and Amarav. Velachem, therefore, it's asur for a woman to sing in front of men. It's also for a woman to sing. Why? Because with this she's being moshech. She's drawing attention, the man's attention to her. The Shulchan Aruch is posek that hu adin. Same applies the opposite. Thank you. That not only is the woman not allowed to sing in front of the man, but the same vein, the man is not allowed to listen to the singing of the woman.
Okay.
So let's repeat. Let's repeat. Litovat ha sibu.
Anichbad
lo yoder. Choshvim shetzachim kavod. Bad. Okay. We're discussing Yisur Kol Isha. When is it Asur? When is it Mutar? Yesh harbe dibur bize, v'yesh gam harbe kulot shemikilim b'makom shiyoter tov, im hayu machmirim. Now, I never posek chumrot. I don't do that. I tell you the halacha the way it is. This area, unfortunately, mikilim b'makom shebemet hayu tzichim lachmir. There are many cases which people take advantage of. I want to begin from the Makor. The Makor of this sugya, the Makor of this halakha, is the Gemara Brachot Daf Chavdal Rabbal Alam. The Gemara says, Kol Isha is Moshech, just like the Mareh. The sight, like we learn, ki kolech orev marech na'aveh. The Gemara says that the sight of a woman we know is orev. So too the kol, kolech orev marech na'aveh. Therefore, says the Gemara, that a woman has no right to sing in front of a man because she's moshechin. A woman is not allowed to do activities that cause the man look at her, pay attention to her. And so too, the opposite is also true. That an ish, a man, is not allowed to listen to the woman. It's not only a problem for the woman to cause the man, but it's also an isser for the man to do it. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra, Simin Chav Aleph, Si'if Aleph. Isur called isha. The man is not allowed to listen to a woman. Now let's be choker chakira, because this is the heart, this is the base, the basis of the sugya. Is the isur because it's moshech, it draws the person, or in itself is erva, just like the woman herself, if she's not dressed bitzniut, is erva. Not only the problem that it's moshech, it itself is erva, which means even if you personally don't have enjoyment, person is not allowed to read Kriyat Shema Klape Erva in front of an Erva. Because in itself is Erva. So is kikolech arev the same thing? Or is it that it's moshech? The lashon of the Gemara is mashma like mare. Mare is not erva. Kikolech arev, marech na'aveh. It doesn't say erva. It just says that it's sweet, meaning it attracts. This is going to be the yisod of the sugya. What's allowed and what's not allowed? What are the nafkaminas la'alacha? If it's al moshech, that we say isur kalisha, or because it itself is erba. So there's an interesting chatan sofer that everybody speaks about. The Gemara tells us trei koli lo mishtami. You have two voices. You can't actually hear the sound. For example, the Gemara speaks about trei koli by tefillah. Gila the Gemara says, since it's chavim, since it's dear, so even trei koli, you'll be able to listen. That's a Gemara. So the Chatan Sofer wants to be mechadesh, and when you have a man and a woman singing, so even though the woman is singing in a choir with men, since it's together with the man, you don't hear the woman. Therefore, it'd be mutter. So to have a choir of men and women together would be mutar. Now, why would they discuss this? Why should they come and be matir, Chatan Sofer, the grandson of the Chatam Sofer? And the reason is because in Europe, there was a big need to make Shabbaton, men, women, young, the youth, lizamer zmirot, lasot shirim, chveisa, to make plays, whatever it was needed, it connected for the haskalah. It was very important to make the Shabbatons. So the question was, could you have mikalot, what do you call that? Makelot. Could you have them, men and women together? It says Chatan Sofer that yes, you're allowed. Why? Because it's not kol isha anymore. It's kol isha me'urav and kol ish. Now the problem with this sugi is the Gemara says, if it's arev, if it's sweet, if it's something which is chaviv, see, trei koli ken mishtam. You could hear two. So here l'chur, it's arev. So that's tam bilbul hara. It's not just a mixture of different voices. It's a woman's voice, man's voice, and they're both dear. But he wants to be mechadesh that this is not kol isha. I guess it's makelah. It's a what do you call it? Not a band. What do you call it? A choir. It's a choir. It's not a voice. So I don't know if he really means the Gemara of trei koli literally, because there the Gemara says even if it's sweet, then trei koli can mishtam. He must mean more than that. He must mean that. Since it's a choir, so it's not koil isha, it's choir with isha. Choir with isha is mutar. Kemuvan. Nobody's matir this today. Today, nobody's matir it. It's a big kula that everybody discusses and most dispute it. Most say, en lasot, it's an aznid beru, sefer aznid beru, ha'iti ayom, and binyamin zilber, omer. שאין שאין לסמוך על זה, גם של חתן סופר, גדולים שדור העבר, we are not so mechanic today. So therefore, I agree with this, that if someone tells you, I went to a choir, I went to a show, and in the show, they have women singing. Not mutar. Now let me tell you, most of the time in these shows, you'll have a woman singing without men. You go to a Broadway show, you're going to have women singing there. En shum heter b'olam. En shum heter b'olam. To go to a Broadway, because the whole heter of a chatan sofer, they sing together. But they don't sing together. And we're soon going to see that the singing together and the scene might be also a problem. In other words, there might be two issues. There's an issue of the voice. And then there's an issue of seeing the woman sing.
Live concert.
Live concert, seeing the woman sing. We're going to discuss this a little bit later. But I'll call panim yotze lalacha pshuta ugrura, that to go to a Broadway play is asur lechol hadeot. Me'achuz asur. There is no heter in the world. So even though your neighbors probably have tickets to go to Broadway plays, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that they're going against open, clear halachot. Sheletman de palik. You see, I'm telling you that even the Chatan Sofer was matir in a choir. But he wasn't matir for a woman to get up and sing in front of men. There's no such thing. There's no such heter. And I'm trying to tell you that in these choirs, you have to know that it could be even worse. It's not just a choir and the women are standing in the back and they're singing and the problem is the boys. You see the women singing. So it's not so pashut that the men singing together is going to change it. And like I said, in especially the plays, they have the women singing alone. Yes, what's your question? Zell? Okay, now. What? The Isur is because this is not called Isha. But if you see her singing, you'll soon see that there's another problem in Kol Isha. So let me explain to you now, instead of waiting for later. If the problem is Alts Moshech, then you have anyway. If the issue is Moshech, if the issue is the Kol itself is Erva, so for that it would help you to say it's mixed in with the man, so it's not the Kol Isha anymore. It's covered with the Gem. But if it's Alts Moshech, it's right there. Unless you say often kacha, meaning Moshech is only asur in such a way that you hear the voice of the woman and you're not hearing the voice of the woman. It's a chidush nifla. Yesho rotzim ulai lasbir ze belomdus kacha. There are lomdushim poiskim that want to say, since Lamaisa, it's not Kail's, even though it's Maishan, but it's not the Kail Isha, it's not Kail Isha. That's why it's not so Pashto. Sof, Moshech, you see the woman singing, what's it to talk about? Even the Chatan Sof, I don't believe, said more than if you have a choir, you don't even see her. She's standing between the people, like in the old days, with that rose, you know. And you can't even tell if it's a woman or a man. They used to wear the long robes and a hat. And everybody's wearing the same hat. You don't even know the difference between a man and a woman. Here, the Amish, you can tell. You see the woman singing, the dress, we dress a certain way, and the men are dressed a certain way. Gam bizeh milo mamin shachatan sofer yitirit. I don't believe that. Okay. There's another heter that's discussed in the context of Kol Isha. What happens if you're not listening for a long time? You want to listen for 1 minute, you know, just to hear some chidush of a song. You want to hear a new song, a new piece, a small thing. So there are many that want to say, oh, he wants to listen to the shir, is what we should just talk. So there's a shayla, maybe if it's for short periods of time, could be it's mutar. Now what's this based on? There's an interesting gemara. Actually it's a taisus, a sukkah, and zayinim in base. What's the heter for a kayin to touch the hand of the woman and make tnufa on the karba mincha? You're supposed to make, what do you put the hand under the ba'alim and you make the, what happens if it's a woman? Since it's only for 1 minute, so therefore there's no hirhurim in that short period of time. Not going to be, you know, too short of a period of time. So they want to say, you see, that short period of time, it's not enough to make hirhurim. I'll tell you the emes, I don't understand it. I don't understand. I really don't understand the pice. Some pice can bring it. Big pice can bring it. There, the kain is in the base hamikdash. His job is to make tenuf. Here, you're listening to a song, which the whole metzius of the song is to be maishach. Don't you? Ki kolei charev. Don't say that. unless maybe the raya could be is from the kayin and the saita. Maybe that could be a raya. By the case, by the saita pulls off the hair, and the Gemara Taka says, "Kalaho is saita bikulkula." That the kayin who sees saita bikulkula, yazer atzmai minayayin. So you see clearly, there is a little bit of a problem by seeing the saita. Even for 1 minute, it's a 1 minute thing. He sees a morel as a bayot, it makes problems. But the chura from the raya that they bring from the menachas, from the fact that the kohen touches the woman for 1 minute, eno dome lanidun shelanu, because in our case, it's one of my sweet song. It's morer, it's moshech. The mincha is not a matzav, you know, a doctor. A lot of touch a woman if you're a doctor. Why? Because he's busy with his work. This is also the kind is busy with his work. I need to compare. So even there, Taisa says it's only for 1 minute. But it's not in the context where the Moshech, if it's a Moshech, even a half a second will cause a problem. I don't see the dimyon, the comparison between the Taisa's Sukkah, Mem Zayin, sack that they say that from here you see that for 1 minute you can have Kailish. I don't see it. Now, another interesting point in the Sugi of Kailisha is a tshuva from the Sri Deesh. Sri Deesh was from Yankiv Yechiel Weinberg. He was a Gaon Atzum. He was the head of the German Rosh Hashiva. Yeshiva in Germany, the big seminar, rabbinical seminar. He was the Rosh Hashiva. Like going out soon. Many of his tshuvot, they're machshiv in the olam apsak, like Rav Moshe's tshuva. That's how. So he writes that when he came to Germany, he asked him a shayla that he's a lot of men and women singing together in Shabbatons. So he said, "What? That's a shayla you come to ask. Are you kidding me? Of course it's awesome. What's the question?" But he writes on further analysis, Yen Bizeh, the Hildiolo, the Edus, the Rayot Bruro, the heter is actually Rabshamshur Fal Hirsch. Rabshamshur Fal Hirsch. Who itiritze? Could be it was a horat shah, like I said, because of the matzav. But who itiritze? Who itir? She yeshvu b'shulchan shel Shabbat yizamru. Men and women together. Bach v'zeh b'yisod ha-chatan sof. That's where it comes from. The mixture. Since it's not one, it's mixture, so it's mutter. So I want to tell you an interesting story that I heard. I heard an unbelievable story. I heard that the Ger Rebbe, Hasidus, Lord, Ger is a Hasidus ha-me'od zahir b'nyani me'ev. That's the very makbid. Ger, it's that you don't even walk with your wife in the street. They don't let people to walk, men and women together, husband and wife. You know the famous joke. They saw a guy who was walking in the street. They asked him, "Sir, that loishti?" Hareba asar mishti, the loishti. This is a b'dicha shop. They take it more ritzini. Right. The kids of binyanim eiloi more ritzini. They're very serious. A very serious binyanim eilu comes out. An interesting story you hear. So, could you imagine if a Gera Chassid would see this Shabbos table, Shemizamrim, Nashim, Nashachas, it's a hafla fella, huh? So this Gera Rebbe sent his, I don't think it was an altar, I think it was a Levine, his brother, to go spend Shabbos by Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch. He came to Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, and he almost got a heart attack. Shabbos on Friday night, he's sitting by the table. Kulam atchilim anashim vanashim kulam yachad. And he's the Gary from the Gary. He came back to tell the Gary Rebbe שבהתחלה הוא לא הבין, why did you send me here? You thought I considered this such a Shabbos table? אבל בסוף הבנתי, אחרי הסעודה, שם שהוא כבר פרסט, כל הלילה עד הבוקר ישב ולמד אור החיים על התורה. הפרשה, פירוש אור החיים בקודש. נו, רצה להראות שזה שיטה שלהם, שתדע שזה אדם גדול מאוד. אז מה הוא אמר גרב שתדע שמהגושפנקיות שלו, מה יכול מזה, בקפלינס. From the Kaflins. Mazir Yirat Shamayim. You know, they were very into fancy dress. The German. The Rabbanim. Shamsu Kolvish went like a melech. Because he had to show against Astala. So he said, Me'azeh Shalom, from his Kaflins, sparkles Yirat Shamayim. Afilu shezeh levush acheret. Kids, this was the story at Yashvu Kulam. They all sat together. They started singing his mirrors. Because Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch was matrim. Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch. Now, I want to tell you that there's a good mikor for this. Who was the first man and lady to sing together in the history of Tanakh? Barak. Barak says clearly, no, Vatashad and Barak, they sang together. So the truth is, I don't know if it means song. I don't know if there was Zemr there. I'm not so sure. Shira doesn't have to mean that there was a musical, you know, instrument. There was words. Milim. Milim. Are you Milim? Words. Who says it was song? Where does it say? Like it says, Ashkenazim have a famous Litaim Omrim. Zmirat Yomeiru v'titbachos Yashmiru. Yomeiru. כן, ככה מזמרים זמירות אצל ליטאים. הם לא מזמרים, הם אומרים את זה. זמירות ימירו. חסידים מזמרים, אבל ליטאים זה זמירות ימירו ותזבחו שישמיעו. לא כתוב שמזמרים. זמירות ימירו. אומרים. אז הם רוצים לכו היה צריך להיות, לפי הגמרא הזו היה צריך לצאת כאן. בגלל שאם זה שתי קוילי, אז זה שתי קוילי. אבל שם כבר קשה כבר עוד להגיד שזה בכלל לא כל אישה. זה כל שתי נשים. אבל אם האנשים, אם גבר with a man, רוצים להתיר את זה ורוצים להראות ראיה מזה. So I saw the Eliyahu Rabbah brings a ראיה. Brings a very nice ראיה. Brings a very nice ha'orah. He says, how could you bring a ראיה from Baruch and Avinayim? It's nevuah. It's I'll be nevuah. היו השור, היה איזה מצב, חווייס, וגם היה על פי נבוא. Now the truth is, אז מה? אז מה? האם שייך הוראת שעה נגד איסור מפורש? אני לא מסתיר את על יורה במי. Such an issue? I don't know. If a Navi comes, tells you, if a Navi comes and tells you, Chal Shabbos, you Chal Shabbos. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah for one time. So maybe that's all your Abba means, but I'm saying, I'm things that are erva. Shaykh to come and say, Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. Listen, this is what the Yer Abba wants to say. I would say interesting. I would say like this. What was the Sibir for the Isur? If it's be'etzem, erva, so then you need a ha'irat shah. But if the siba is that it's moshech, what was the matzah? He was singing to Rabbeinu Shleilam. He was singing after such a mess. B'matzav kizu, b'matzav merumam kazeh, shayach shish, ha'irat shah shalom. Ha'irat shah zelo lasot ha'yisur. Ha'irat shah zeh ha'matzav. במצב כזו אין בעיה. כן, אומרים תילים, תילות ותשפחות. But at that time could be Barak was singing together with Dvaira because they were a different matzav, they were Romam, they were... And it's interesting, Hitaka speaks the Sri Deish. That Zmiroi Shabbos is different. Elchanan need to have men and ladies stand together. That's, you can't come and say, ah, it's straight Kali. But Zmira Shabbos is in Megomem. Zemaleta Adam. Ah, yes, it's not until you will be. You're going to have your Uri. Okay. Shagever lo yasema. Yes, she saw Shaisha yasets it. Tassi, she should do it. The Gama give us to the Shmoaz. The Shmoaz. Oh. See, here, you know what I want to say? Could be the Hirasha is not to do the Isser. I don't know if the Eliyahu Rabba means that the Hirasha is to, like what he said with the Rambam. I'll think of all that. Rambam or there's no Isser. That's what the Hirasha means. That's what the Eliyahu Rabba could be. There's no Isser in such a case. And, like I see, Taka, the Sri Deish wants to be Chavish this Yisrael, that sins anyway. The Olam is singing Shabbos songs. By Shabbos songs, people are thinking about the Rabbeinu Shlom. I don't know which door he lived in, but I'm upon him in his door. But you know what's interesting? The Sri Deish was considered from the more modern Paiskin, you know, the more the German, the Yekin, the more masculine. He was an ayah. You see that even him, he was thinking on Smira Shabbos. Michoshev Yerushim is not Smira Shabbos. Smira Shabbos. Uncle Panim, this is could be the Pshat in the Eliyahu Rabba. Okay, so Ibazai. Afilu Nagid Shere Psham Shurum Fol Her Shitiritze V'yesh K'dayli Oilam Shematirim K'mo Shinireh Debavad Yosef Basefer Shul Gam Matiritze V'samer Ish V'ish. We're soon going to get to it. Man and a lady to sing, a husband and wife. We'll soon see. Maybe this Manida there's a problem because she's an Erva. Smear Shabbos maybe is one thing, but to go out and sing together, you know, that's a different thing. You know, he takes out the guitar and she takes out the chreislas, the what do we call it? The rolling pin. Together they make music. Zemistam is asur. In nagid shezemuta yachol yod shebeofen kedusha b'matzav shel kedusha I could hear shecholim latir ahete shel sham shufolosh aval b'chugim shelanu lo nagu men women haracha im zaroat sham arav rotzeh roe b'ze eizet zorech. He sees that it's necessary, right? So you can say oh. Rav Zilber, in that tshuva that I mentioned to you before, Rav Yamin Zilber, once say lefuch, zmiras could be worse than regular, because aheta shel achatan sofer ze trei koyim. When you're saying Torah, yes, baya chutz mi mashze moshech. It's an Arab. You're not allowed to say in front of an Arab. So if you learn that the moshech is not there because it's Miris Shabbos, yeah, but if it's be'etz an Arab, okay, the opposite. Miris Shabbos makes it work because Baruch Shem Kedusha. It's very nice. I'm very impressed with the psak. It's a beautiful psak. The opposite. If it's Moshech, so they want to be matir because it's miris. Because it's something which is male velo zman shel girurim. Omer Rabbi Yom Zib Pung Faket Lefuch. Biglal shezez miris. Vizet dover shebekdusha. Azze yesh lechad abaya. Afil shezez lo Moshech. Lama, like we spoke, is the problem Moshech? Is the problem Moshech? Or is the problem Be'etzim the Erba? Asur Lagid is a Neged Erba. So this is, like I said, according to many, they're material, but according to many, Asur Tazmirota Inu Zebaya, stay away from it. Okay. Now let's discuss the Heter. What is the Heter? Where does the Heter come from? Svadim are known, though they look back, to be more Mekin in this year. the old Sfarad, you speak to them, they sang Zmiris, they weren't so makbinos. Why? The Shteichem it brings from a sefer called Divrei Chayfetz, a big Sfaradish Gedolim, that to put a child to sleep, you're allowed to sing a song, even though men are going to hear it. You hear? The Shteichem it was Sfaradi, and he's quoting Divrei Chayfetz. Adani. Bittini. God Lador. Kitzer, so who may be Misefer Divrei Chayfetz? She Mutala Shili Ladim. And that's what they all quote. That became the Makor. For the, oh, you see, B'makim Shizalabiglal Arayot. You're not singing for Moshe. You're singing for putting a kid to sleep so that it's Mutter. But who Adim? Alavaya. Example, you have the mekonenot, the women who get up and they cry, right? Crying, right? And they sing chazan, right? It's a whole chazan is over there. Buta, why? Because since it's in the maxim. Yeah, but since it's for the maxim of not being Moshe, but it's for the maxim of making people cry, miyachshav al zeh. Okay. This is the mekar for the head. Now, there's also another nafkamina la'aloch, depending if it's Moshech or it's be'etzim erba. And that is, what happens if it's on the radio? It's not live. Not live. So we could say like this. If miyasod habaya ze erba, maybe it's not erba. For example, the classic case the place can bring is very, very nice. Sarot Isha is erba. The makom shezeni tlashma Isha. It's not connected to the woman. It's not erba. So you see that even something which is etzem erba, when it's not begufa Isha, it's not erba anymore. Wadin radio. Since it's not connected to a woman, the problem is, I explained to you that it's all sounds Moshe. You can't deny that there's an inyan of Moshe in the Isra Kol Isha, and if that's true, then all this doesn't make a difference, because the idea of the song is to be Moshe. That's the whole idea of the song. The whole idea of the song is when a woman sings it, it's a woman's voice. It's to be pretty. You hear? Comes out of Mayurdika Chiddush. You hear what I'm telling you? Mayurdika Chiddush. People think, oh, it's not live. I explain this to you because from the Gemara's mash for the Yigah, and I'll tell you, I showed you from the Gemara never spoke that it's Erba. What the Gemara said is, Moshe, the Makar of it is Moshe. It's interesting though, I was thinking, what would be if a person, a man, has a woman's voice? Has a woman's voice. You don't know, it sounds almost like a woman to you. So could be. I know something cool about father people. You had this question because you're my Talmud. You don't know. You're not sure if it's a boy or a woman. Or, for example, there's certain people that had bebech because of the Nazis, the hormones. Mamish ladies' voices. So there we could come and say, but if you know, when you know the person, so then it stops right away. But if you don't know the person, if the voice sounds, if a boy, a young boy, sounds like a woman or a face, whatever the reason, I don't know, it's a good shayla. It's something that you have to really ask a bicycle. Maybe that's not, or maybe it has to come from a woman, otherwise there's no issue. That's not the truth. Or, oidilma, kachatuata takana, not so sure. So I want to tell you a little bit the mekor, the basis of this. There's a Gemara about Rachav. Whoever said Rachel was Yeshua's wife, she was so pretty that... So Tosfos says that we see from over here that even if you don't see her, that it's Shayach, Hirurim, by the word of, by the name of a woman without even seeing her. Says Tosfos. The Gemara in Saita says clearly that if you don't have a person attached to the coil, it doesn't moishah. So how could it be the kalai merachav miyad nikra? You don't know who it is. Says Taisus is talking about where you saw her, meaning you knew her from before. That's the Taisus. Megillah tezvav merav. Where you know before and you hear the voice. Says Rabbi Avadi Apsak, which is emes lamito. Perfect. If, let's say, there's a picture accompanying the voice, don't come and tell me radio. You have, see, radio, there's no picture, but a television. Right? So it's not live, right?
But you see
the picture. So however you turn the Rubik's Cube, you got a problem, right? You can't say, not major, but it is major, because you see clearly the picture. What happens if I don't see the picture, but I know who's singing, I know of her, I know. That's the case of Rachel. So let's say you know who's singing, and you once saw a picture of her, then you'd be not allowed.
But if not so, according to him,
you're allowed. That's where
but
the head...
What's worship then?
It's a, I don't agree with it, but I'm telling you that you see that that's the sugi. You see that he learned up the sugi properly. That's the case of Rachel. That's the Raya from Tosfos. Avada, you know, the Rabbi Yom Zilber, Avazda, all the Paiskim, they write in the Chuvis that this is very Shvach and Teirin, and the Pshat is that it can't be that it's Moshech, and it's talking about a case where it's not Moshech, because if it's Moshech, it's anyway Osir, right? It's anyway Osir, since you're not Moshech.
How did this prove the case of the Racha? How did Rabbi Zilber disprove the case of Racha?
Because the case of Racha is the name. What do you want? A name is nothing.
But they knew before also.
But a voice of woman in itself is an attraction. How can you compare that to singing? So this L'chaira is the discussion of the radio. Yes, Mutter. Okay. Now what happens the following Shaira? If you know Hilchas Shabbos and the controversies around tape recorders, radio, microphone. I don't know if you're acquainted with it, but if you were, you'd know that there's an issue by a microphone. Is it the original voice of the person, or it's a new voice? Meaning, is it bonin? You made it, created a new voice. Radio, many Paiskim want to say, is the original voice, and it's somehow through the waves given over. By a tape recording, Yizuka can't say that. Some want to be mechalik that a radio will be aser, and a tape recorder maybe will be mutter. Yeah, interesting chiddush.
Well, radio is live.
This already is the modern day issues of the shayla. What?
But radio is not live to begin with.
Radio, you have to understand, there is the voice there. Now the question: the original voice is transmitted through electrical currents.
You're talking about the live voice?
No,
live singing?
It's not talking about live, but it's the voice of the person that's transmitted in the electricity, I won't be able to sit here today now and explain to you exactly how a radio works. I don't have the time for that. Nor do I have all the information. I mean, I would have to sit
with regular. I just want to understand.
Right, regular radio, like microphone, is a question: is it the original voice, or it's completely new? It's just currents. Tape is definitely not the original voice. It's not. How can this be the original voice?
Huh?
If you
they're not going to understand. There's no way for them to have to know the seas of electricity. You have to explain them on the radio. What? Oh, so then you do know, so you should explain them. The radio is in itself is live voice given into the
transmission of any electric, but it's not really electric.
Magnetics.
What you do, you take the frequency of the
the vocal cords.
Audio frequency, and you mix it with a very high frequency and power.
So he does know, you know, this is the way you explain it to them.
Once you mix it, now there is another job, big and heavy transmitter that push away that electromagnetic power. On the other side, you have exactly the opposite. Here, you took the frequency of voice and you mixed it with a special frequency, in the other side the filter is going to do exactly the opposite. It's going to filter the high frequency, and it's going to give you as close as possible the audio frequency. So this is unloaded.
Oh, now I'm very proud of you. But tape recorder is not the same.
It's the same thing.
So that I don't know. This is what the Paiskin want to say. Tell me something. On a live, on a telephone, on a line, could you be Yitzhak Brachas? Can you say Amen?
I would say yes.
What about on a tape recorder? Can you say Amen?
No.
Ravadi says no.
No.
So that's the difference. Azel?
No.
I'm showing you that the price can hold like that. I don't know. I hear you. You're saying it's not true. I don't know. Just like you know.
No, it's not true. Because
you're saying it's the same thing.
If I'm going to hear on this tape your voice,
I'm going to hear it's you. I know you know it's me. I'm not talking about Moshe. The question is,
you're right.
Listen, I'm sad she's a Moshe. Ain't she love. The whole thing is me. Ain't she love.
I happen to be a musician. I shake. I shake.
I wasn't sure if he means the hearing. You see, I kept on telling you, I don't know if he means literally that Gemara. You know, let me explain to you. When I told you over, I'm not sure he means that Gemara. I was thinking this, because I don't know if he means what you hear. He means that now it's a mixture of two kodos. Whatever it is you hear, you're not hearing Koyli, you're hearing Koyli choir.
Okay, no, it's okay. I tell you, it's not there. If you're going to hear Kol Gev, Kol Ishan, one of them makes you a disarray, in other words, one of them is a Zayah.
You're right, but the point is, it's choir. With Lamasa, there's something called choir. Are you masking this thing called the choir with two voices are together? It's a different
mixture.
It's a mixture of voices.
You know what the choir is about? If you have the spectrum of the tunes, she makes this tune, and this, and he makes this, and another man.
You said as a mixture, the earbud.
I know, but each sound.
Good, but it's not the sound separate. I hear, but it's not. It's an earbud. The chidush is earbud kolish is a mutter. That's why I told you. I knew this. I knew this because it bothered me, this question. You'll always hear the woman more than the man. And that's why I explained the Chatan Sofer the way I did. That it's an ear. By the way, I'm very proud of you. I'm very impressed with your Yiddish. Okay, now, listen carefully. I just have a shayla which I'm not sure about. What happens if the voice is a digital... It's digitally made, which means it's mechanical. It's never written from a real person, but it's a woman's voice. The talent. It's a lady. What happens there? No, could I come to Moshe? Dilma's a sub-sub-sub-sub Kalisha. I don't know. It's not so passionate. I'm telling you, this is one Sheila Priyal and another. Radio, the Paiskim say tape is different than radio, so maybe radio. Aser, tape mutter. And then on top of that, what happens if it's a metallic cassette? I don't know, I'm not sure. I have this down. Okay. Now let me tell you an interesting nafgamina la'alocha. On a tape, Koil Ishto. Koil Ishto. Are you allowed to read Kriya Shema? Opposite that. Oh, why am I saying that? Moshech, not a problem. You don't have the problem.
Erevet was singing before.
Oh, but if you say it's Erva Be'etzem, and then it becomes the Shaila now. Is this called Erva Be'etzem? So it come out that you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema opposite
tip.
Yeah. Love your wife. Huh? It's your wife. Huh? Let me talk. You have to let me talk because everything will be clear. You just got to give me time to talk. Give me a chance to get there. So it comes an interesting nafkamina. If you learn tape is be'etzem erva, which means it's tofes the pack of the kol, so then it would be us. But if it's not, just it's Hals Moshech, so there would be no issue to read the opposite it, but the problem is for the stranger, but if it's your wife, they'll be mutter. That becomes the technical problem of a tape recorder. If we say that it's tofes etzem akol, as the erva be'etzem, lefi adiot, she's the etzem erva, ve'asur lekron kriyat shma neget. Avul, if it's rak b'gla moshech, if it's ishtar, if it's
ishtar.
Huh?
Why not my wife straight?
Because your wife's straight, I'm saying.
If only the problem is Moshe, why do you...
See, we're meant to read Kriya Shema, though.
Okay, but I meant to answer, what is this, Moshe?
No, that's an erba, but if it's that's an erba, so then it's usher. You're not allowed to read, when your wife's singing, or whatever it is, you wouldn't be allowed to read Kriya Shema then. Because by tape, maybe it's not etzem akod. But it's Moshe. Moshe is not a problem for the husband. I'm trying to explain, you have to know, is it erva or is it moshe? You have to know where the problem is.
By what?
Some poskim said it's moshe, some poskim said erva. Or everybody
agrees. Again, obviously Rav Avi Yosef is leaning towards it's etzem erva, and therefore where the etzem erva could be broken away. It's not live, it's not this, it's this, it's that, and you don't know where you don't fit. I don't know.
No picture, no that, no this.
Yeah?
But Rabbi, we're talking about Eva, the wife is needed now right now, or
not
in general?
Yet. Even if she's not in
Even if she's not in
wife's not dressed, you can't read Kriya Shema, even
right.
If she's not in
So it's called the Shasta.
Okay. Now. What happens if the wife is a mitzvah? That's the question that everybody's going to ask me. I saw...
So there's Moshech over there?
That Rav Avadi's back to it. I saw Rav Zalman Saratz, Rav Zalman, or Rav Shem Zalman. So Rav Zalman's back to it. Hashtay Tzach Kimuvan, if there's Archim, if there's guests there, you have to listen. לא רק שאתה צריך לתן לי לדבר, אתה חייב לשמוע. אם האישה נדע, יש שמתירים לבעל לשמוע סבירות אשתו. חידוש נפלא להלך, אבל יש שמתירים.
Why? It's Moshe, right?
It's how she has... Rav Shlomo Zalman makes it sound like it's her how she has the right to sing just like you. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman
says.
Yeah, but when you stop her from singing in her house, you start, you run, you go out of that, you go out of the room. with her voice,
I hear, so much
the guy comes and says, whenever I hear my wife's voice, automatically. That's right. It's not Maisek, okay, it's a Merachekoti. Okay. A sister. Could a sister sing in front of a brother? So this is a very famous Tzach from the Chazon Ish. that it's asur. Hakam the Gemara is barur. It's clear in the Gemara she'en arayot ben ach. Gemara brings that many of the Tanaim kiss their sisters. Very bichidish. Barur. It's brought down all the svarim. The Chazon Ish was asur. But I saw it brought down a sefer Shem Ramesha that he asked for Ramesha. Ramesha said, like the deed of the Gemara. Yeah, sister's allowed to sing. So if your sister wants to sing, stomach, you can't tell her to be quiet, like I said. So you leave the room. You don't want her to sing, so get out. You leave. Let me tell you something. You probably could, but if you do, you're not normal. There's something called normal. Normal people don't do that. Normal person not going to kiss his sister unless she's a baby, unless she's under 11.
Is there a difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim in this thing?
There's no, let me tell you, it's mutter. Ashkenazim, it's mutter. You're allowed to kiss your sister. It's not normal to kiss your sister. Normal people. How old is she? What do you call a kiss? I don't know. Okay, so listen. That's what you call a kiss. I don't know.
A kiss?
You could give a French kiss.
Okay,
as long as you don't touch her. And if you touch her, I can't listen. Call. Yeah, they killed you, Mustafa, for it.
It's only
a bounce, it's a stipend, that's exactly what I just told you. I mean, what are you doing? It's not normal. It's not a normal thing to do. I mean, your sister understands. Let me ask you, can I ask you a question? You want to tell me it makes a difference, really? She doesn't like you. She loves you the same thing if you do or you don't, and you love her the same. What is that? What is it for? How's it possible?
It's not possible, but...
Again, so you tell me a special case, she'll hate you. Okay, you'll talk me after the shir. You know these
people. So what was the for the Tanaim? Tanaim, they were allowed to do that, like he said. Tanaim were allowed to do it.
Tanaim, you said. But different. Yaakov kissed Rachel.
So different cheshbon.
You know, he kissed Rachel like you kissed the same thing. Yaakov kissed Rachel, it's like you kissing a sefer Torah. It's not
different cheshbon.
It's not like you guys. Yeah. Okay, now a mother and a daughter, it's mutter to listen to the way they sing. It's mutter. Again, if you sit there bekviot and listen to them sing, it's also not normal. Your mother and your daughter. So there's no arayas, there's no yichud. Again, so at the Shabbos table, okay, they're singing, but if they're sitting and listen to the way they're singing, it's also nishnamal. There's certain things that you have to do, it's normal, you know. But it's mutter. Okay, let's move on. Now, how old is the girl have to be that there should be a problem with Kailisha? The Pesach can say 11 years old, from 11 and on. Now, I think, Clore, I don't have a suffix in it, that if there's a shayla of Moshech, it should be even earlier. I mean, probably Matzias. Again, if it's out Erev Be'etzim, so you could say there's a Zman of 11. But if it's out Moshech, and it is Moshech, so then it's also even earlier.
What's 11?
11 is I guess, what the Pais can say.
Why not 12 one day?
That's when it is 11. Yeah. It's a deal of Chadish Shekhar
Tovash. So was it in Yehud also 11?
Yichud might be a little bit earlier. Okay. What should you be careful from? If you're running a bisyaka, if you have a very big problem, because the girls like to sing, and they like to make, you know, people in the streets. So can you tell the people, listen, don't walk here, it's a bisyaka? No, you tell the girls not to sing. That's what it says for all the svarim. The svarim is that, because they're mechuyim in the halach of kaisha, not to sing to the people. And the people have the right to walk in the street. You have no right to sing in a way that will cause people to miss. Together, lifne iver, loisite mersel. You know the classic case of this? When girls go on a tiul, they go on the bus, you know, camps. And the bus driver, you're not allowed. It's mamish, it's legal to the mixture. Now, what happens if he's a guy? What happens if the bus driver's a guy? So So if you're singing and there is a guy there, so it's mutter because the guy doesn't have a problem with Kailisha. The guy doesn't have issue with Kailisha. The head you to go and sing to the guy is also awesome. So I want to be masked. Why is that? Look at all the Pesach, the believers, they all bring it down. Rabbi Yashin is the Pesach from Rabbi Yashin, very famous Pesach. Why? Because Kailisha is twofold. It's the man is not listening. Then the woman is not allowed to give it. Kailich Arev, it's not a tznius to make your kail to the man. So if you're doing it lehedya for him, that's where the tznius is. If you're doing it for yourself and glad he's listening, then it should be mutter. So in case you're on a bus and you're singing for yourself, if the nahag is a yid, or even not a true yid, but they will listen to mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. If he's a guy, so if you're not the dafka singing to him, like you just gave me a case, a nahag, they sing to the nahag, so then it's mutter. Because it's not, there's no so if you're singing to him, you're not allowed to, it's each news to sing to a man. It's not her. That's the way I understood that law. It's each news. But if you're singing for themselves and he's there, so if he's a Yid Asur, he's a guy. Okay, the voice will stop. No.